Pam has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care.
If you are listening this morning, first of all, thank you. We appreciate you sticking by us.
Not a problem, fill in.
Shut up. Nope. Secondly, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've made it to 2026. Thank we you. Have cleared officially 2025.
You said one of us was going to die in 2025.
You said that.
I was hoping.
That was you, sir.
No, I did not say that. I would never say that.
Do I need to go grab the audio?
Sure.
You said it while fist pumping, playing music in the background.
That doesn't sound like
pointing
that.
The rifle at me.
That should be a work in progress New Year's tradition where we Russian roulette each other. Just one time, just one spin each. And
no, Lando, you can't play.
Every time he tries to jump in.
It's not Russian roulette if every chamber is filled,
I'll
bud.
Pull for him.
He doesn't know how the game works.
I'll pull the trigger for him. Do you guys have any New Year's Eve traditions? Or did you go out and do anything on New Year's Eve?
We've done the Stars game the last 3 years.
Okay.
Maybe the worst Stars game I've ever seen this time, but, you know.
Well, I'm sorry they didn't play harder for you, DJ. Did they know you were there?
Did you tell them?
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Did you email?
Did you text Razor?
Anybody? Jim Nill?
I made them make me like the hometown hero. Yeah. Just try to be humble. Shake
did you
it
walk
off.
Out on the red carpet and do the puck drop?
Yeah. Stealing valor at the Stars game?
He would.
Yeah. I just
he totally
my,
would.
My police commissioner hat.
Yeah, you should have.
He has a Pau Mia hat he wears to sporting events with.
You should have hit up Gully, said, hey, I'm coming through tonight. Let me know if I can sit on the bench.
I don't even need to sit on the bench. Can I just sit in the penalty box?
I want
to
be the guy with the clipboard in the penalty box. What does he do?
They play the most clean game of their season. They don't want to sit next to you. They don't check anybody.
My lady had that same exact question. She was like, who is that? I was like, I don't know.
He
some old guy.
Writes down the time? Can't they just pull that after the game?
You would think.
Are they going to forget if he doesn't write it down?
Or could like, you convince Goldson to let you be the e-bug?
Pretty good guess.
Or me. Either anyone on the show, really.
I think I was more likely to get it from Pete DeBoer.
Oh, you and Glenn are having a hard time hitting it off.
They have no chemistry.
Me and Pete DeBoer's relationship was more funny because sometimes he would call me a different name.
Oh, no. He'd call you TC?
And I just didn't want to correct him.
Hello, like, Samuel. It
doesn't even matter. Hey, Daquan.
What's up, Danny?
Daquan.
Daquan.
Hey, Coach. Let me get you on hold.
For us, we used to go out to dinner, but then we had an accident in 2026.
When a...
In 2026?
2022.
Just 4 year difference?
Yeah.
Did you just predict a New Year's Eve crash for you and your family?
I hope y'all are okay, but I hope you get into a crash on New Year's Eve on 2026.
Thank you. I mean, we won't go out.
Mark this
to
audio.
Make you right.
Because we don't go out anymore after, in 2022, we had our car totaled in a head-on collision.
Oh,
to go
why were you driving on the wrong side of the road? Were you inebriated?
No, I was on the right side of the road at 6:30 p.m. and a car hit us, driving right at us.
Whatever happened with that? Were they?
They were at fault.
Well, I figured they were at fault. Yeah. Were they?
That'd have been a tough insurance.
You've got a bad lawyer, bad insurance.
What? You got Charlie's uncle as a lawyer.
His little tiny hands.
Looking at his hands the whole time. Were they drunk or anything? Or? Did it say?
So the cops never took any of our blood alcohol tests.
Seems like
from anybody?
Anybody. Because isn't that the first thing they're supposed to do is, you're involved in a crash, let's check to see if you've been drinking.
On New Year's Eve?
On New Year's Eve at 6:30.
That seems negligent at best.
Mm. Yeah. Elsewhere on New Year's Eve, this is one of our favorites. Every year, CNN, the criminal news network.
Or Clinton.
Clinton News Network is what I say.
They have a New Year's countdown with Anderson Cooper of CNN, former host of The Mole, and also best friend Andy Cohen co-hosts with them. He of every housewife show and Bravo.
They're very close.
Yes. They're best friends. But Andy in particular, he's your wife's favorite gay person because he creates so much drama and content for them to talk about with all of their friends.
He's gay?
I'm breaking news in 2026.
Breaking news.
Andy Cohen's gay.
Huh.
What?
Yeah.
I had always kind of thought of him as a new age John Wayne.
Or Rock Hudson.
With the racism?
Type.
No, just being a real manly man.
I mean.
Or taking the mantle from.
He's a manly man.
Clint Eastwood.
The Andrew Tate of his day.
Well, man, Andrew Tate's still here.
Their days are
a modern overlapping. Day, right? Modern day Andrew Tate.
It doesn't make sense either. But they do a countdown to New Year's Eve on CNN every year.
No, they just drink on TV and get paid for it.
Yes, this is the 9th year they've done this. Where, yeah, CNN will have them on and they just get completely hammered. This year was no different. Now, I contend that Anderson Cooper has one of the funniest laughs we've ever heard. We learned about this, I think, a decade ago when he was doing a story about a guy named Gerard Depardieu. And he was calling him Depardieu, where he was cracking himself up. He's got such a girly laugh. It's amazing.
I can relate.
So, yeah. So on New Year's Eve this year, once again, they got on TV. They started drinking. This is counting down to New Year's Eve. I'll go chronologically with this audio. This is 2 hours before the ball dropped in Times Square. And they will set up this clip. They did promos leading up to New Year's Eve where they featured themselves as puppets. And this is them busting out their puppets for everyone.
Oh my God, chaos that's been happening here during the commercial break.
Granted, this is 2 hours before New Year's Eve.
Gosh.
He always sounds sloppy drunk, but especially on this night.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. It's snowing. It's windy.
Wow.
It's
thank
freezing.
You for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. Yeah. Very cold Times Square. Thousands of people are braving the cold.
Although it doesn't seem as crowded as in previous years.
It doesn't seem as crowded. Yeah. If you want to hop down to Times Square, grab a dive.
No, don't.
Dipe is diaper, by the way.
Okay.
And come on down. Only 2 hours till the ball drops. We have a ton of surprises in store for everybody. But first, our hourly and annual transition.
No, I...
Okay.
Transition?
Tradition.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Anderson and I are transitioning as the night goes on into drunkards.
No, okay. That's not true. Okay. Actually.
No. Okay.
Here's them pounding a shot.
He has a very Dave Lane laugh.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, here's the deal. You and I did a promo shoot.
Yes, we did.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You and I did a promo shoot this year for CNN for our New Year's broadcast featuring puppets.
Yeah.
Yes, we have an Anderson puppet. And yours looks...
You got to go check out these puppets, too. They look absolutely identical, and they'll explain one of them looks very strange, though.
I get a stroke. I don't know what happened to him.
During the commercial break,
something happened.
Get our hands in
yours,
this puppet.
Yes, and I don't know. Yours suffered a bit of a stroke. Okay, I've got it. Okay, he's better now. Okay, he's better. Okay. Okay, so here's...
I look like I've had a stroke.
You do, I know. Well, you know what? It looks like...
So again, 2 hours before midnight.
So you're telling me this is on CNN, not a ticket fill-in show
no,
for the holidays?
No, this is CNN.
This is not ticket fight night. This is CNN.
And they are, like I said, hammered. So throughout the night, they had a couple guests on. We'll get to one of those later. They had some bits pre-planned beforehand. One of those, they had Anderson Cooper read off the lyrics to a new Taylor Swift song called Wood, which I don't know if you know anything about this. This is written about Travis Kelce. Keep in mind, we are still right now 2 hours until midnight.
Taylor Swift, Wood,
yes.
Lyrics.
Okay.
Forgive me, it sounds cocky. He amortized me and opened my eyes. Oh.
Just keep going.
Redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs. Girls, I don't need to catch the bouquet to know. Okay, I get it.
So the song is about Travis Kelce's penis.
Mm. So the choices on things to watch are that on New Year's Eve. I think it's CBS always has like super country music where they just whip around. That was the one where they had the guy.
We had brain dead Dick Clark in the past.
Let's say, is he still going?
He's been quite dead for like a decade now.
Huh.
It's been a long time. And then you get like Imagine Dragons on one of the channels.
Nice. Missed that one though.
It's always such a bad assortment of whip around concerts. This.
Well, we used to have Big D NYE.
That was
fun. I was into.
And Gordo killed it.
You get Gordo, maybe a little Dale.
Drove it into the ground. Last bit of audio. This one has the most insane laughs in it. So, as I said, they had guests on. One of those was Stephen Colbert. They decided what better way to have him on than play a drinking game with him called Never Have I Ever. Enjoy.
Never have I ever, if you've done it, you take a little sip. Never have I ever forgotten someone's name mid-interview.
Stephen Colbert takes a drink.
Never have I ever.
Which one's Anderson? Met... Which one's Andy?
Never have I ever met a celebrity in the wild and forgot that they were a guest on my show.
Oh my God. I have forgotten that they were a guest on my show while they were a guest on my show. I literally have said to a guest, it's so great to finally talk to you. And I have to say, this is my first time on your show. I have forgotten what I asked the guest while they were answering the question.
Good God almighty.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's not edited?
That's not edited at all.
Boy, how great would Lando be as a third on that show?
Or Dave.
Free drinks, let me on. But yeah, so.
Try anything.
First one of the year. Some fun laughter, fun audio from New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen. We get to hear Anderson Cooper's most insane laughter you've ever heard.
While they were answering the question.
Oh my God.
It's like a really aggressive giggle.
Yes.
It's very Joker.
Gosh.
Very Jokerish. But there you have it.
That's why you love it.
That's why we love it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ham. It's 6:32 here on the ticket.